Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Tzav, some Musar in the Parashat. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shelema, of all the Cholim, and Bichladam, Chemzah, Bracham, and Shonah, and the Melech, and Rukab, and Ifkah, Sarah, and Munir, Shalom, and Sarah, David, and Mechad, Yafah, and Tivra, Rukab, and Dukhar, and Rukab, and Sarah, Shalom, and Sarah, and Naan, Shalom, and Naan, and Miriam, Yehuda, and Yafah, and Chasim, and Rukab, and Chanan, and Simcham, and Malka, Miriam, and Dukhar, and Miriam, and Chanan, and Avaz, and Avaz, and Avaz, and Avaz, Dan ben Esayet Chomuniyot Amar Mekal Yishev Ben Etar Yav Ben Pah Yisav Nerim Shem Shem Kenina Yosef Ben Yafad Ben Yom Ben Esayet Ben Yom 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 Ben In Parashat Tzav, we learn actually the first time about a new korban, a new sacrifice, and that's referring to the korban todah, the thanksgiving offering. What is this offering? So, there is a few reasons why someone were to have brought a thanksgiving offering, and it actually still applies today, practically, what we do today. So, in those times, if somebody, let's say, were in a situation of danger, and Hashem saved them from that danger, so then they would come and bring this thanksgiving offering. Nowadays, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, so we don't bring sacrifices. But what would a person do today? Let's say a person was in a situation of danger and their life was saved, or someone traveled far distance where their life could have been in danger. When they arrived, they would say the blessing of Birkat HaGomel, right? They would go up to the Sefer Torah and they would make the blessing, thanking Hashem for keeping them alive, making sure to keep them safe. So this parasha, Parashat Tzav, is the first time we have this this sacrifice. Now, it's not for naught, it's not just a coincidence that usually this parasha falls out right before Pesach. It's usually the week right before Pesach. Why? So one of the explanations this Rav Palm gives is a beautiful explanation. He says, Pesach is the epitome of us being appreciative for all of the miracles Hashem did. Pesach is that holiday that we have to constantly be thinking about the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim and everything Hashem did, taking us out of Egypt, all of the miracles, all of the plagues, one after another, Yad Chazaka, Uzra Netuya, with Hashem's strong right hand, He pulled us out of Egypt. And all of the miracles we saw. And so Pesach is the epitome of appreciation to Hashem. So he says this is exactly why we're introduced to this new sacrifice, appreciative sacrifice, because we have to have Hakarat HaTov. We have to have appreciation for Hashem for every single thing. He goes and takes it a step further and he says, people have a misconception of what it means to have Hakarat HaTov. What does Hakarat HaTov mean? So usually people translate the words Hakarat HaTov as acknowledging the good that Hashem does. But he says that's not what it means. Hakarat HaTov literally translates to recognizing the good that Hashem does. Recognizing Hashem's good and analyzing how much good He does for us. He says that if you look at every single thing that Hashem does for you, the good that Hashem does for you every single day, and open it up and analyze it and look at it the same way you would look at a business deal. Imagine you're analyzing a business deal, right? How do you analyze a business deal? So they send an email, you get a deal, you look at the deal, you check the numbers, you see all the rent rolls, you see everything that's going on in the deal, you check, make sure there's no red flags. You look at it for hours upon hours, days upon days, make sure everything is clean. And then you say, okay, fine, I want to invest. When it comes to Hakarat HaTov, our appreciation for Hashem, we should do the same thing. Hashem does good for us. Hashem gives us good. Hashem wakes us up in the morning. Hashem gives us back our neshamot. He gives us back our soul. He gives us back ability to walk, ability to breathe, ability to speak, ability to eat, ability to do everything. So much bracha that He gives us, so much good every single day. Let's analyze it. Let's look at it and look inside and see how much He does for us. If you pay attention to everything that Hashem does for you, this is the trick to be able to acquire happiness, true happiness. Because once you're able to have true Hakarat HaTov, recognizing all of the good that Hashem does, then nothing can really hurt you. Because everything that comes your way, you have that foundational system inside you that always reminds you, but Hashem is doing so much good for me. This small little thing is also for the good. Right? When something happens to someone, and they perceive it as something bad, and it hurts them, and they get upset. Why do they get upset? Why does it cause them to bring sadness in their life, or get upset? And the answer is because they don't have a strong foundation. Now again, I'm not saying that a person can't have emotions. I'm not saying you can't get upset at times. You can. It's normal for a person to get upset when something happens. But you come back to your foundation, which is telling you that everything Hashem does is for the best. And look inside. Just take one thing today. Look inside one thing today that Hashem does for you. Whether it be He woke you up in the morning, whether it be that you're able to smell, you're able to hear, you're able to speak, you're able to see. Any blessing that Hashem gave you this morning, think about that blessing and analyze it and look inside. I want to take one blessing that Hashem gave us this morning and look inside a little bit deeper. Hashem gave you the blessing to be able to see this morning. Every person in the room, Baruch Hashem, is able to see. You woke up this morning, you can see. Now, okay, fine. Hakarat Atov, thank you Hashem. I recognize that you allowed me to see this morning. But you take it a step further. Do you know how much goes into the eyes that allows you to be able to see? Do you know how much there goes on with the eye attachment to the brain that allows you to be able to see and allow yourself to move your eyeballs and allow yourself to see colors and allow yourself to see different lights and allow yourself to use your eyes for good and not for bad? Do you know how much koach and power there's going into your brain to allow your eyes to work normally and functionally? It's not just 1, 2, 3. For Hashem, it's a 1, 2, 3. But if you think about it in a human being, it's not a 1, 2, 3. It's not simple. And if you ask a doctor, if you ask an eye doctor, how much goes into the eye? How much works with the eye? If you know, when you go to an eye doctor, I recently went to an eye doctor. And every time I go to the doctor, I always ask a million questions. I always have so many questions for the doctor. So this time I went to the eye doctor, and he got so tired of my questions that I kept asking. He said, please, I have another appointment after, I need you to stop. He stopped me. I'm always curious to learn more. So I was asking, I said, let me ask you. You know, when you're looking at screens, how does it affect your eye? And what does it do to the eye? Huh? You know, when people, they wear these like blue screen glasses. I said, what does that do? How does that protect your eye? What is it for? I was asking him all these questions. And I realized, I said, I'm asking him 1/10, 1/1000th of the amount of questions a person could possibly ask about the eye. And he's standing there and he's looking at me like, these are the simple questions. Like, imagine how much more deep it gets and how much harder it gets and how much more in depth it gets when you come to the insides of the eye. And a person needs help with their eyesight. And a person, you know how much depth there is behind the eyes? Every single day, if you analyze the good that Hashem does for us in this way, there's no way that anything will possibly even come to hurt you. And even when bad things that you perceive as bad, they come to you, you'll be able to recognize them as actually good. You'll be able to see them as good. Because everything you see that Hashem does, if you think about it, imagine a parent. You have a parent, and everything the parent lives for is to make you happy, is to make the child happy. They're living their whole life to work extremely hard, to put food on the table, to make you happy, to take you away, take you on vacation, do everything for you. And then something happens one time that they get upset at you. If you deep down recognize how much they love you and how much good they do for you, that one time they get upset at you, you'll understand why they're getting upset. And you'll want to make yourself better. Because they're not getting upset at you for no reason. They're getting upset at you because they want you to be the best that you can be. How much more so with Melech Malchei HaMelechim? How much more so with the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem Himself, every single day, He gives us so much good, so much blessing. The least we can do is learn from our parasha to have some Hakarat HaTov, to say Todah, to say thank you to Hashem. Have these words in your mouth every second of the day. Thank you to Hashem for everything that He's doing. If you take a few steps, you recognize that Hashem gives you the ability to walk. Say thank you to Hashem. Thank you to Hashem for every single miracle that He does. But look even more inside. Instead of spending so much time, and we always spend time looking at the quantity of things Hashem does for us, which is great, I think we should spend more time looking at the quality of each and everything Hashem does. So take one thing today, analyze it, and look inside of how much Hashem did for you today. Even by 10 a.m. already, by 10 a.m., look inside and see how much depth Hashem is doing for you. How much He's doing in that one little good kind deed. And if, God forbid, you didn't have that one little thing, how much you'd be lacking. If you look at it like that, then all of Hashem, what He does for you, it becomes so overwhelmingly good that you'll feel such a feeling of protection from Hashem that everything that comes your way, you feel like Hashem is just putting this shield around you and nothing can hurt you. I think when we have this type of perspective, and I'll finish with this idea, you know, Rav Pam, he says, if you look outside on a clear night where there's no clouds outside, and it's a beautiful night where the stars are out, and you look into the sky and you see the stars, he says, the longer you look into the stars, the longer you look into the sky, the more stars you're going to see. If you take a quick glance and you look away, okay, you'll see some stars. But when you look for a long period of time and you stare longer and longer and longer, you'll see more and more stars, and they'll glare out more beautifully. And you'll see things you didn't see before. And the idea is, the nimshal is, that when you spend more time contemplating about Hashem's hand and the miracle that He does and analyzing the good that He does for you and every single thing, the more you look at it, it's like the more you look at the sky. And the more stars you see, and the more beautiful the stars look like, the more you analyze how much good Hashem does for you, the more you'll recognize that everything else is also good straight from Hashem. May we always recognize that the good that Hashem does for us. Have hakarat hatov for Hashem for everything that He does, and spend more time analyzing the good that He does, so that Hashem will always continue to pour more and more good onto us every single day. Have a great day, everyone.